Morehouse, 7 after the hour. This is going to be a pretty good day, or is this going to be a very good day?
A fantastic day.
That's Jennifer Horn encouraging you to enjoy yourself. Today it's Friday the 13th. We'll discuss that with Michael McMaster, who's one of our motivational gurus. He'll be here with us in a few minutes. So Roberta Fasanelli is here. Got some great deals for Freebie Friday at the Queen of Cheap selection box at DougStephan.com. Supermarket guru Phil Lempert. It tells you what you need to know about colors and flavors added to food. That's another helpful thing that you can find at DougStephan.com. Do you answer the phone?
Did I answer it? No. I just dialed it.
I thought it
just sounded like, answer it.
All right. Let's see if he answers the phone. I'm going to.
I don't even know who we're calling.
We're calling.
What game is this?
Donald.
Hello.
Yes.
All right. So this is one of the main things. There are three kingpins.
Oh, it's Donald.
Doug Stephan Farm Organization. It's not the Doug Stephan Good Day program, but this is Donald Ela, who is one of the kingpins. He's the oldest member of my group.
Hey, Donald, you're live and on the air, so don't say any F words like farm or Framingham or
Donald,
anything like that.
Donald, I never have heard Donald use anything other than pro. Donald is a very proper gentleman.
I feel safe, yes.
Because he usually cuts his behind your back.
No, he doesn't. Edgar doesn't. And Donald
doesn't. Yeah, Edgar does
neither
that.
Edgar, neither of them. You will never hear any of the things that come out of my mouth coming out of their mouth in many different ways. But the reason I called you, Donald, is because I wanted people not only to know how much that I love you, I also am looking at an email. You know how we talk about communication and we laugh about the New Englanders? So I just was looking at, during the news at the top of the hour, Donald sent me an email about a Raw Milk Network get-together next Monday night. And I've told him to try to bring as many people from the farm as he thought he could. So his response is that he thought it was a good idea, and he spelled idea, I-D-E-A-R.
I was never a good speller. When I was in grammar school, I wanted to be a printer. And my uncle told me I'd never be able to be a printer if I can't spell.
Yeah.
Well, I went to trade school and went all through high school, and I went into the printing industry, and I was a very successful printer and a printing manager for a company that we started. It was only about 8 or 9 people, and we had over 100 people when I left the company.
Yep. To
so
become
I proved,
a farmer
I
with
my
me.
Uncle, I proved my uncle wrong.
Proved him wrong.
I took early, and then I took early retirement, and I went to work for Doug.
Yep, there you go. And he's never going to retire. We were going through, this is hysterical. Yesterday, Donald and I are talking about bidding on some land that is available from the state. So he was putting together this deal, and he makes a 10-year deal with a guy, and then he leaves and messages, I'm going to be 76. And he's
isn't that awful when you start thinking ahead? Because you're not old now, but you will be old.
You guys will be fine.
I know.
It's no big deal. So anyway, Donald has a wonderful New England accent. One of the other things that's wonderful about Donald is he has great stories. He was in the Vietnam War. You were a boiler maker or something. What did you? You were in the bowels of. Can you imagine this in Southeast Asia? In a boiler room in a ship. Can you imagine how hot that must have been?
Yeah, a boiler tender over there, yep.
And how hot would it be? How hot would it get when you were in?
As long as we had power, it would probably be 110, 120 maybe. If you lost power, you would have to take shifts with wet rags over your face. And you only be down there for about 2 minutes, then you go back up and back down, and that's what you had to do if you lost power when you're at sea.
And there was no and the fans situation. And stuff wouldn't work to get the heat out of there. Yeah.
Not until you get power back, and sometimes it'd be an hour or two before you got it back. But
what kind of a ship was it?
I was on a rare occasion. It was the USS Summers. It was a guided missile destroyer.
Really?
And we did. It was a flagship of the fleet, so when the admiral was in the fleet, in the area, he would be on our ship.
Yeah, but I bet he never went down into the boiler room.
I don't recall that he had.
Admirals don't spend much time in the boiler room. All right, well, anyway, I saw this and I laughed hysterically because everybody's always, every once in a while, I let one of my New England ERs out, but I never have seen
really?
It in print. When I saw this, I just laughed, and I had to give you a little, a little starch on it. Okay.
Well, I guess I have to use my spell check more.
That's okay. We know it for what it is. All right, Donald, thank you. God love you.
All right. So you're
Donald,
welcome. Have a good show.
There's Donald.
Hi.
Hey, Donald Ela.
I like Donald. I've never heard his voice before.
Hey,
I like
wonderful,
it.
Wonderful, wonderful guy.
I like his idea.
Both of the guys that I have, Edgar and Donald, I couldn't do what I do on the farm without the two of them. And we laugh because Donald's birthday is September, Edgar's October, and mine's November, and we're all the same age. And we keep pushing away. Edgar yesterday was decrying, when we were talking about something, how much he'd forgotten. He says, I'm a little worried about what I've been forgetting. You know, he forgets where his tools are, and we all just kind of laugh about it a little bit every now and then. I think I ought to put him on this blood enhancement thing. This EECP will get some more blood into their brains, and then they'll be okay. Speaking about your brains, we'll have Michael McMaster here in a moment to sort of work into your brain what there is and isn't of value when it comes to your fears about things, including silly stuff like Friday the 13th. What's fear all about, and how do you deal with it? That's coming up next here on Good Day.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%. APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ugh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
All right, let's get to the advantage of having Michael McMaster here with us every week at this time. Michael is a man who understands people and how they think. So, Michael, Friday the 13th, the superstition, the fear, what do you tell people? A lot of people that come to you for help and advice are afraid of something or many things. So between your advice and the things that are on those CDs that you have, the great collection of CDs, how is it that people can work through their fears?
Well, let me say, today's a great day numerology-wise. It's a one day, so it's like endings and beginnings.
Today's a great day then, right? 13th is a great day.
Fabulous day. I mean, to start something today or to end something today, the perfect time to do it.
Really? All right. So we'll hold fingers on my project. Today could be the day we get the news, the information, start something new. All right. So in general, the number 13, first, forget about your fear about the 13 because it's a good number. And then in general, fear, because a lot of people are so full of fear, they're frozen by fear.
Yeah, fear is a state of mind that you actually create. And the way that you create it is basically the thoughts that you think about associated with whatever you're fearful of. So you create the fear within inside of you. So I tell people, when you ever have a thought, you know, that involves fear, change the thought to something else, something that makes you happy.
Easier said than done. Right?
Yeah, but repetition is the key because the brain learns patterns. And whatever you focus on the most, that's what you become. So if you start today focusing on being happy, and you can do that for about 28 days, the brain learns to be that way. So you naturally become that way. You can bring yourself out of depression that way. So the power's right inside of you. You actually make the choice.
How
persistent you are.
If you're superstitious about things like this, and by the way, about 17 to 21 million of you say you feel that way according to the story at DougStephan.com today, about the number 13. So if you just hold, putting together the two thoughts that you've laid on us here, take the fact that in numerology, the number 13 is actually a one, a great time to begin or end something, and repeat that in your mind every day for a month. Then you will not have that fear. You'll have worked through the fear of 13, and you can apply that to anything that you have in your mind that you're either afraid of or, I guess, fearful is the right word. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to become a powerful person and have that, all you have to do is tell yourself that you are powerful. Mm-hmm. See, whatever you keep telling yourself, you become. And once you take control of that and you control your thoughts, you'll become whatever you keep telling yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts are things. That's a different way of bringing
things.
Yeah, we repeat these same sorts of things. Every day I take a moment or two at some point and try to bring people around to understanding how they can better control their future with a few ideas that may pop into my head. And, you know, there's nothing about this that brings us to perfection. I say these things and I try to practice them myself, but I get wrapped up in the same sorts of things that other people. But I think now I've learned how to, thanks to you and some other friends that I have, get out of it. And that's really what it is. It's talking to your mind, talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, because every thought that you have creates an emotional reaction in your body.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be happy, think happy thoughts.
Right.
That creates those emotions. I mean, everybody today should practice it, and they'll see the physical proof of it.
All right, so
then you don't have to go back to the other way.
From now on, we have to have at least one time during the day. We have Bobby, what's his face, with "Don't worry, be happy." That's got to be in our ear at least one time a day on this program. And if you'd like to have the benefit of Michael McMaster's knowledge, his expertise, his help is just there for the asking. All you have to do is go. You can follow Michael at DougStephan.com. His picture is there in the contributors box. Click on that. Goes to his website. See the list of CDs that have been produced that have helped thousands and thousands of people. And overcoming fear is one of the things you'll get out of finding the right CDs. And there are a number of them there. Or you can go to Michael-McMaster, M-C-M-A-S-T-E-R, Michael-McMaster.com. Don't worry, be happy. Keep that in your mind. Thank you, Michael. 21 after on Good Day.
Don't worry, be happy.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The year is 1981, and it's the second week of January, and look who shows up on the top of the charts.
Yeah.
Ha! Looks like the boss, sounds like the boss. It must be the boss for Roberta.
Of all of the Springsteen songs lately. So happy. So optimistic.
I'd love to know how his mind works. How he comes up with these stories. That he writes so many wonderful stories that tap into what really most people are all about. Everybody does have a hungry heart. We all, at many times in our lives, Roberta, you're going through it right now. You have a hungry heart. People have hearts that need filling, and love is what this is all about, basically. And what he's saying is, we don't get enough love. That's what this song is all about. Crank it up, Richie. Brilliant. Listen to it. Lay down your money and you break your heart. How many people think you can buy love with money? It's just, he's so, this guy is a genius.
I was a junior in high school when this came out.
Ah,
and this was the first time I saw Bruce.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Your first Bruce concert, especially when you're 15, 16 years old,
right.
You're like, what in the world is this guy? Yeah. This is unbelievable.
All right.
I'll see him this weekend.
Yeah. I need to go to one of these with you this year. Didn't you play?
The tour started.
No, we went to a concert, but it wasn't his.
Yeah, it was Bruce. We went in Boston.
Where did we go?
Boston.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right, too. We sat
I've
behind
him. I've never seen him.
Yeah,
I would not. I've never seen Bruce, but I would never now want to see him without Roberta. Like, no, I would have to have Roberta.
You have to come with me, Jen, and we'll put in the time, all day to get all the way up on front.
Yeah.
And I'll show you how to do it.
Roberta is
ready.
The El Supremo. Everybody's got Bruce.
Abomination. Without the gun, shoot it.
No, it's poor woman.
When you find out who this is, though, she has a nice voice.
Yeah, she's dead.
Minnie Driver?
Minnie Driver's not dead.
Who's
you're
dead?
Thinking of Minnie Riperton.
Nah, you're
thinking of her.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. Minnie's. I'm driving a Minnie at the moment.
And there's nothing Minnie about Minnie.
No. Minnie Driver or Minnie Riperton?
Minnie Driver.
She's a big woman?
Like. Painful.
No.
Somebody shoot her, please.
Who's the Minnie that's the actress?
That's her.
That's her.
This is her?
Yes.
She's a singer?
She's got a pretty good voice.
I didn't know she was a singer. Pretty good English actress, though. I find
according to Roberta, she's not.
It's an abomination.
Well, this is like someone rewriting the Bible for Roberta. But, I mean, if you just listen to her voice, it's not bad.
Yeah. But the story, this is the story is what amazes me. His ability to create these stories and tell them in music. There are very few people who can do this. As a matter of fact, I think you could probably count them on one hand. People who have been able to create, a couple of Beatles were good at this. Who else? Tell stories.
By the way, Doug, just for the record.
Yeah.
This is the best Bruce song of all time. Yeah, I mean, and I know where you're coming from. It's a happy, fun song.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. Yeah. But let me tell you something. When you get into this...
It's the story. It's his emotion. Telling the story.
To hear 20,000 people singing this song all together, it's an amazing experience.
But when he does it acoustically, ever hear him do it acoustically? My goodness.
Oh. America's greatest musical talent. 28 after on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
An annual study by Fidelity Investments finds that many Americans are continuing to put their financial houses back in order by resolving to save more and spend less in the new year. In fact, nearly half of those making a resolution to save more plan to double their savings goals in 2012. But making and keeping a financial resolution can be a challenge. Ken Hevert is a vice president at Fidelity Investments.
In this uncertain economy, Fidelity can help investors focus on the financial aspects of their lives that they can control, whether that be creating long-term savings plans leading up to or living in retirement, or addressing short-term goals like building an emergency fund or developing a budget to determine where spending can be reduced. No matter what your financial goal, there's no time like the new year to get started.
To get started, visit Fidelity.com or call 1-800-FIDELITY. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
See if he can record something as a theme for our program, Roberta.
Howdy.
You work on that for us?
I do you think if she could get to Bruce Springsteen that the first thing she'd ask is for something for the show? Hello?
I got news for you. She's gotten to Bruce Springsteen many times.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't know this show exists because of her. That's for lousy. Sure.
But he knows Roberta exists.
33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug is roasted and a little salty. Roberta Fasinelli is there having whatever it is that she has to keep her going in the morning.
I'm eating my oatmeal right now.
Jennifer Horn is here.
I just had six almonds earlier because I need a little protein.
Right, very good. Do you realize?
I'm tired.
Honestly, do you realize what a genius I am?
You are.
Every day, sir.
Yes,
boss. Whatever you say, send me the check.
Think about it for a second. That's coming. Think about it. I have put together some of the warmest, friendliest, most wonderful people to do this radio program, and the genius of doing it is something that even I have to pinch myself every once in a while.
Who are these people again?
And I really
do we know them?
They're
do
the guys that are
going to
replace you next week.
are they your new co-hosts?
When you talk about Roberta, warm and friendly don't really come to mind.
No. Roberta in the right mindset Jennifer, after a couple of glasses of wine, she's very warm and friendly.
Yeah. Very friendly.
Very, very.
Right.
How you doing?
Very friendly.
How you doing?
All right, so let me underscore what we've been talking about
Is
so far.
Is Sarah new in town?
Don't get carried away here. I already lost in the last hour. I don't want to lose it again in this hour. I'd like to get something done in the next few minutes with
good
your
luck with
permission,
that.
Please. Yeah, good luck. I just actually was thinking, nah, never mind. I'm not going down that path because it will encourage, especially Roberta, to go right off the rail. And I'm not interested in
doing
that.
Oh, you can't do that to us.
Yeah,
this topic's going to be so good, but I'm not going to tell you about it.
Right.
The thing that, there's a story at DougSteffen.com today that intrigued me. Actually, there are two pieces to this story. One of them, the campaign on Facebook that is petitioning Mattel to create a bald Barbie doll.
Oh, yeah, the cancer Barbie.
A bald Barbie doll.
Right.
For girls who are losing their hair or perhaps have a mother who lost their hair because of cancer treatments. And I was thinking about Toni when she lost her hair two or three times, actually, during her 20 years of treatment. And thinking, is this good? Will it make the children more comfortable, feel better, or will it scare them? 800-510-8255. 800-800-8255, where Michael McMaster was earlier in this hour talking about how to eliminate your fears and continuing to, you know, sort of focus on the things that would bring you away from your fear, like the fact that 13 is a prime number, one good day for starting, finishing. It's a perfect day for that. So what do you have in your mind that creates fear? This is one of my, the kids and I were talking about this last weekend, as a matter of fact. Tony was fired from a law firm after she stopped, she was a teacher, and then she was a principal of elementary schools. And then she decided she didn't want to do that anymore because she couldn't hug the kids. So she went, she decided she was going to get a law degree and practice law. And she did. She went, she was working for an adoption agency that specialized in bringing Asian kids to America and finding homes and stuff. And through the course of her being there for 4 or 5 years, it was interesting to figure out how much it cost and how long it took even to get Asian kids over here. But that's not the point of the story. Point of the story is that she had, that was, I think, her third go-round, either second or third go-round, with actually the cancer bubbling up, and she had to go through chemotherapy and radiation, and she lost her hair again. So she's working in this law firm in Boston, and her prime job is to deal with the parents, the prospective parents. And the woman who ran the law firm fired her because she said she scared the clients. Because even though she didn't have any hair, she would wear hats and things that would cover up her head. So it wasn't really distracting. But, you know, when you see a woman
who's
got a bandana, this would have been 1996, 97, 96, 97. Like
you would think at that point you could get away with something like that.
Anyway, her husband at the time was a lawyer, and he sued this other lawyer and got $400,000 out of her. But Tony was didn't want the money. She wanted to stay there because she loved the job. But the point I'm making is that in our society, when people go through these treatments and lose their hair, most of us, whether you will admit to it or not, when you see it, it bothers you. Am I right or wrong? Think about the people you know in your life who have had cancer. Okay, it doesn't bother Roberta.
It doesn't bother me.
Bother. Well, maybe I need to find it.
There are people here who shave their hair anyway. Yeah. They shave their head anyway here, you know, just as a fashion statement, women and men. So.
As it does bother me, but not in like the way like, ew, that's gross. It bothers me. When my grandfather got remarried, so my quasi grandmother got breast cancer just last year, and when she lost her hair, it bothered me because I knew how much it bothered her, because she'd try to cover it and she'd wrap her head, and you know, so in that respect, it bothered me because I love her, but it didn't bother me because it was embarrassing to me.
All right. So
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of? Yeah.
Richie, in your family, anybody lose women more than men is what we're talking
about. My friend Kim did before she died. And so we got the wig, and she wore the wig, and it looked, you know, pretty good and whatnot. But she took it in stride, so I didn't let it bother me. But, you know, if I were walking down the street and saw a woman who were bald, I guess you immediately think, oh, she must be going through this. And
yeah.
I mean, it's different, but it doesn't bother me. But, yeah, you notice it, I guess.
Why would it bother someone? Why would this create in somebody
because
a modicum of fear?
It's an uncomfortable situation because you automatically, immediately know what that person must be going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, for me, it's exactly what it is. I think I get filled with compassion when I see that because I know as a woman, so much value is put on our appearance. And I think when, you know, I mean, that's one of the biggest pieces of who we are, just outwardly, is our hair. And it's a big deal. So I don't know. I don't think it makes me uncomfortable. It just makes me feel lucky, number one, that it's not me, mm-hmm. but also very compassionate for the person that's going through all that.
All right. So is there a good idea hatching here, Barbie and the folks at Mattel, to have a Barbie doll that doesn't have any hair? Good
idea.
I just
think they should go back to, remember the original Barbie dolls way back in the 50s? Those Barbies were all bald and they came with wigs. And then you kind of have the best of both worlds, because then they know that they can do this to enhance their appearance if they want, or if not, they can identify with this Barbie. Go back to the original.
I'm looking at a picture of what the doll would look like. And it's very pleasant. It's not. We have the picture at DougStefan.com. I don't see, this isn't pleasing. It's not attractive. So does that speak to
people who don't have hair not being attractive? No, Roberta said something that was pretty cogent, actually, a few minutes ago. The idea became more of a tradition with black men first, and then white men have started to do it. And I think you see many men who have lost hair.
Too.
My father used to think that men who were bald looked foolish. And he thought that there weren't many people in his era that did this.
The G-Man made it cool.
Yeah, the G-Man did make it cool. You are right. And that was, what, 25 years? He had shaved for 25 years?
Yeah,
Ever since I've known him. I never saw him with any hair.
He had hair when he did Miami Vice, which would have been in the late 80s.
But he didn't have much.
If
you go back to to the 70s when he got in trouble for Watergate, he had hair then.
Right.
But he didn't have his head shaved. Does he shave it every day?
I don't know if he does every day or not. I know he did. I don't know whether he still has to.
All right. So what about this?
For some reason, the memory that pops out for me is at the Grammy Awards, I think it was. I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years ago when Melissa Etheridge was just going through her chemo. And she came out and performed one of the most amazing Janis Joplin versions with Joss Stone I'd ever seen.
And she rocked that look, though. I thought she looked really pretty.
She absolutely rocked
Shania, not Shania, but what's her face? The Pope ripper-upper. What's her name?
Oh, Sinead O'Connor. She had her head.
She had shaved, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't rock it.
Though she had fine features, I think she was okay with it.
Alopecia is another reason. It's not just cancer. You live because of alopecia.
Yeah, no guy with that.
Okay, so the Facebook page that's petitioning Mattel has 40,000 likes on it. And that's just in the past couple of days. The Facebook page is entitled Beautiful and Bald Barbie. I don't know if Jennifer, you can give us an update or not. It was launched 3 weeks ago by a couple of ladies who are friends. And they want to have, one of the ladies is going through cancer treatment, apparently. And they said, we would, quote, like to see a beautiful and bald Barbie made to help young girls who suffer from hair loss due to cancer treatments have some sympathy for what they're coping with. So does this help or not? Ladies who have been through this, may I hear from you? Mothers? Maybe people who have played with Barbie dolls.
Why don't they make their own doll? Why do they think that they should have to force Mattel to make a...
I don't know that they're forcing. They're asking. I don't think they're trying.
Are they asking? Okay.
800-510-8255. So Barbie dolls and toys, and whether or not this is a good idea, is there a good lesson here? The Facebook page has become a community for women with hair loss, posting photos, a lot of them. I'm sure you'll see, Jennifer, when you check that out. Maybe we should connect to it with our Facebook page. I don't know that that's a bad idea, frankly. We're asking whether or not you're superstitious. One of the other questions on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ Doug Stefano. Good Day Show. Actually, Good Day Show. Here's our 2020 quiz question based on something that has to do with another toy, Barbie dolls. Barbies, those are toys. All right? What is the Wham-O company known for?
Oh, come on.
The Wham-O company What did they become world famous for? The Wham-O company. It's a toy.
There are two toys, actually, they are very well known for.
Maybe they are, but we'll see what people
do,
see.
Do you wham someone with them?
Wham-O.
We'll see if you're as smart as everybody else or vice versa. 800-510-8255. I think we still have some of those Celtic women CDs to give away.
We may have one.
Okay, so we'll have one. That's all we need here, Richie. We need one prize for the right answer. 800-510-8255, the Wham-O company.
And by the way, my Wham-O,
your Wham-O
product sits in my shed in the backyard all the time. It's 165 grams. I've owned it for about 15 years, and it's my favorite one I've ever bought. The thing will go forever.
Ever.
Yep.
And ever. All right, so what's the story? 800-510-8255. It was developed in the 50s, if that helps you any, by the Wham-O company. What was it? It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right.
which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from the Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Atkins, Ally.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Okay.
All right, lots of action here on the Good Day program. 800-510-8255, the Whammo Company. All right, Greg, you got to turn your radio down.
Yeah, buddy.
In order for you to create confusion.
I know.
Okay. There he is.
So I got it off.
All right, so what's the Whammo Company responsible for?
The main thing was the Frisbee.
The Frisbee.
Right. They had it. He said the 168, but it goes all the way down to a 78 gram.
All the way down. You know, I like the bigger ones. I'm going for distance.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can go for distance, but 78 grams is good for short where you're doing tricks.
Right.
Right. How do you know so much about this, Greg?
I used to do competitions with them. I'm talking back. This is back in when I was in the Navy. This is back in like the 70s.
So what kind of competitions? How many could you throw up and then catch behind your back and throw back up and keep going at the same time?
I didn't do multiple frisbees. We just did how many times you can kick it with your toe,
yeah,
kick it with your hand,
okay,
you know, and bounce how many times you can bounce it. I used to do about 15.
Wow.
And then catch it behind my back.
There you go.
All right. So Greg's got the frisbee. Liz is in Cobleskill, WSDE. What else did they develop, the Whammo Company, Liz?
The hula hoop.
That is correct. The hula, you got a hula, you still have one, Liz, that you use?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how's it doing on your waist?
It's very good for it.
Really?
And the kids love to do it with me to see who can do it the longest.
My kids have too.
All right, so that's good. Great for your waist. Roberta could take a lesson from you. Hold on a second, everybody.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What a voice.
From the movie Into the Wild, winner of the Golden Globe for Best Original Song 4 years ago, guaranteed by Eddie Vedder. Sounds a little like Bruce. A little. I remember this movie, Chuck. What was this movie about? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is the movie moments on the air. What was guaranteed about? I mean, what was the Into the Wild, that movie about?
Oh, Into the Wild, that's a really good movie. Sean Penn directed that film.
Yeah, what's it about, though?
It's a true story about a guy who gives up all his, he gives up any money or materialistic items he has and goes into the wilderness and tries to live by himself.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, it's a really good film. I can't tell you it has a happy ending, but it's a fascinating watch. I thought it was one of the best.
Did you get eaten by a bear?
There's something worse, actually.
Really?
He eats the wrong thing, right?
Yeah.
The movie that I'm thinking about? Okay. Yeah.
All right, so what did you think about the Critics' Choice?
It's not a happy ending.
Movie Awards last night, Chuck. Did you watch to see who won?
I watched some of it. It was called the Critics' Choice Awards, handed out by the nation's top critics. It was broadcast on, alternative to MTV?
VH1?
Yeah, VH1.
So the artist won Best Picture. Actually, won a number. Best Director. What did you make of that, The Artist? You thought that was a pretty good movie, I think, when you saw it.
I haven't seen it yet, though. It hasn't come to my ear, no. Yeah, Clooney won for Best Actor, The Descendants. I think The Help won Best Cast. I like that film a lot, actually, The Help. It's going to be a major player at the Oscars.
What about The Descendants? What's that? Isn't that about an Italian family? Don't I remember that? Or is that,
The Descendants is the George Clooney movie in Hawaii.
It's kind of a dark comedy.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes.
It's from the director of the guy who did the movie Sideways. Which
is it just opening now?
No, it's in about 750 theaters. It's what's called a mid-platform. Once the Oscars are announced, it'll probably expand to another 500 screens. It's actually made $47 million at the box office quietly. It's done very well. Most George Clooney movies are budgeted around, unless it's one of those ocean movies, but most of his movies budgeted around $20 million. They wound up grossing $50, $60, $70 million. So
right. Yeah.
He has a very nice niche and does, you know, it, they're profitable.
Terrific performance by George Clooney in this movie.
He's the best actor
for this. Fabulous.
Best supporting actor was Christopher Plummer in Beginners. Is that the one where he's gay?
Yes. Yes, he comes out when he's like 70 or something like that.
Yeah, he's an old man. Comes out.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. Well, I watched his acceptance speech. He's got to be, what, in his 80s, right?
He is now. Yeah.
He's, I mean, that man is in tremendous shape and is extremely mentally sharp. He's in the
dragon tattoo, the Chinese Blitzer. Yeah, he's in that.
Yeah, and he truly is one of the best actors alive. This guy's tremendous.
What do you hear about Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close? That one for best
great
young actor.
Great movie.
Here it's a tearjerker. Big
movie.
Time.
I saw it a few days ago. I had a screener of it. Fabulous movie.
Chucker, what's the buzz on it?
It's one of, well, Roberto would probably say, I haven't seen it, but it's one of those movies that, some people call manipulative, so some critics are not going to like it. Some are going to love it. I don't know. It's only on a couple screens right now. It's going to open wide in the next couple weeks.
Right. All right, so in a moment, we'll find out what's opening this weekend. Stand by. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
All right, Chuck, this weekend, a couple of good movies out, right?
Well, three films open, Doug. Disney re-releases its animated classic Beauty and the Beast 3D conversion. The Lion King was re-released a month and a half ago with 3D and did very well. See how this one performs. Mark Wahlberg stars in the street, the high soul thriller Contraband. Me and my wife are going to go see that this morning
at
about 11:30.
Yeah.
And Joyful Noise, what a pairing. Queen Latifah and Dolly.
That looks good, too.
Love
that. Looks like that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, who said
and
they'd
you know,
pass?
The buzz on this movie, The Gray with Liam Neeson, which opens in a couple weeks. I'm pretty excited about seeing that one.
All right, so some good movies around. Check them all out and have some fun this weekend. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.